Okay. Sige nga. Mamaya na lang natin ikwento yan. Okay, you can turn off the music. So it's important for it to become a discipline. It's not going to come out naturally, but it's important for you to begin to think that way whenever you're communicating with your superior or you're communicating with someone who has the authority to decide. I cannot emphasize more the need for us to wait and submit. It's still at the end of the day, it's a cliche, end of the day, that they will decide. But we trust that the Lord will give them wisdom. We trust that the Lord will give them the right analysis to make the best decision. But that's why we're starting with the facts and analysis, because we're already showing them the process of our thinking. Para sila din, nagsabi ka pa lang ng facts. Sabi mo pa lang ng facts, nag-iisip na yon. Pag sabi mo ng analysis mo, mag-a-analyze na rin yon. So when you give your idea, then he can assess whether your idea is good or bad. And then when you talk about the outcome, then he can really decide whether to agree with you, change your idea a little bit, or just completely scrap it. Pero meron kang ganung opportunity na i-invite mo rin siyang mag-isip. But you're doing the laying down of the facts for him, you're doing the laying down of the analysis for him. Hindi na siya mahirapan mag-decide. You have questions? Yes, ate.
Rare naman ho yun, pero sometimes if you give the fact analysis idea and then the outcome is not according to your proposal, tapos nangyari na yung outcome na yung gusto na mangyari ng leader, tapos at the end, tama pala yung sinabi ko. Mm. Hindi to true story ha, pero it happens.
Yes, of course.
To other people. Mm. Gustong-gusto
mo na sa... Pag ganun mo, isusumbat mo kaagad.
Yun nga. Yun yung next question ko. Oh. Sabi ko na nga ba. Pero syempre, hindi mo masasabi in front of him or her.
Yeah.
So, what should we do as admins? What should we do?
Okay. You pray to the Lord of mercy and grace that he will realize. No, but seriously, happens a lot. That happens all the time. Because our leaders are human beings. They make mistakes. Like, I have made mistakes, you have made mistakes. Hindi pwedeng isumbat. Hindi pwedeng ipamukha natin sa kanya na, kita mo, sinabi ko sa youth, inanalyze ko na ng mabuti, sinabi yun sa seminar namin, nasisulat ko na yung facts, yung analysis, yung gano'n. Hindi mo pa rin sinunod. But happens all the time. Even in the face of failure, in the face of disappointment, wait and submit and honor. Don't go away from those principles. Pero, ganito yon. Ang susunod natin, ang galing mo ate, parang pinapangunahan mo yung susunod mo na sasabihin eh. Kasi, ina-analyze mo yung gusto kong sabihin next day. Actually, ang susunod is, once you made your suggestion, what really gives you the respect of the boss is when you deliver. Kapag nagsabi ka ng facts, you gave your analysis, you said your idea and the outcome, then you make sure that you deliver. Be an example in conduct, be an example in words, in love. Be an example. Hindi pwedeng example only in speech. That's why it says, be an example in speech and in conduct. Hindi pwedeng hanggang kwan lang. At saka pa, hindi pwedeng speech lang, walang love. Wala speech lang, walang purity. Kaya, buo yun eh. Kaya sinabing, kahit na bata ka, meaning, even if you're the subordinate, if you're an example in speech, malinaw kang nagsabi ng analysis mo, facts, idea, outcome, and then you delivered. That's what will give you respect. More and more you deliver, more and more they will listen to you. So it's important that you deliver. That's why when the idea came from you, make sure that you manage the execution. Hindi pwedeng nagbigay ka lang ng idea, bahala na sila. Hindi pwede yun. Especially if it's the first few times that you gave a concrete idea, make sure you manage the execution. Nagkaw nagbigay ng idea na yan, siguraduhin mong maayos ang pagkagawa. Now, dito ka pwedeng mag-negotiate with your boss. You give an facts, analysis, idea, outcome. Sabi ni boss, no. We change it. We do this. Sabihin mo, okay, you wait and submit. In the process of execution, because you are managing execution, you can go back to him and say it differently because you will now have a different set of facts. Then you will say, boss, we're in the middle of the execution. These are, ito na po yung mga nangyari. And then, sa tingin po na ang team, ganito po yung mangyayari. Ganito po yung magiging resulta. And then you give your idea again, and then you give your outcome. Ibig sabihin, you will not just give your idea once. You will give it from the beginning, you will give it in the middle of execution. Kasi, again, kaya ka nandyan eh. Para iisipin mo yung detalye. Hindi mo siya ilalaglag. Ibig sabihin, binago mo. In the middle of execution, sasabihin mo, bahala ka. Itong gagawin namin. Itong sabi mo eh. Sinabi ko na sa'yo, hindi mo sinunod eh. Ay, hindi na natin gagawin. Kapag in the middle of execution, remember, you have to honor and be loyal to him. Kapag sa tingin mo hindi na nagiging okay yung resulta because of his idea that is different from you, never mong isusumbat, will you go back to him and say it the same way? Facts, analysis, ideas, outcome. And then, you give him the idea na gano'n na. Sasabihin niya, hindi, yun pa rin. Okay, sige. Submit ka pa rin, wait ka pa rin. Gagawin niyo ulit. So pag ginawa nyo, alam mong posibleng sumablay. So pag ginawa nyo yung gusto niya, balik ka na naman. Huwag mo lulubayan. In short, huwag mo siyang bibitawan. Pero there are also a lot of times, by the way, na tama ang boss. Ito yung analysis natin. Ito yung facts natin, analysis, ito yung idea natin, binago ng boss ngayon. Ito yung idea mo, mag-execute ka na. Again, remember ha, please remember my brothers and sisters, submit. Huwag yung nag-execute ka na, nag-grumble yung puso mo. Kasi hindi ka sinunod. Kapag nag-grumble yung puso mo, hindi ka magiging okay. Yung binago niya yung idea, you submit. Pero in the middle of that, makikita mo, tama nga siya. Mag-iisip din. Talagang, tama nga siya. A lot of times that happened to me. I've worked with so many big people all my life. Started very young in my career. My career has been very, very fast. So I worked with so many. And a lot of times, I'm very opinionated person. I'm sure you could be very opinionated. But believe me, we have to trust that the wisdom of the Lord will be on our leaders. And they will decide well. Ang masama doon, pag nag-suggest tayo, hindi umokay, nag-grumble ka, hindi nagiging okay kasi nag-grumble ka. But once you submit, you will see the wisdom of the Lord through that decision. Kung sa tingin mong hindi pa rin, kaya nga yun, balik ka. But it's going to be a beautiful exchange of ideas, facts, and analysis. Hindi pilitan. Hindi kayo nagpipilitan. It's either akong tama o ikaw. Okay? Any other question? Okay. So, you manage the execution. You make sure that it's done well. You make sure that it's done correctly. And number two, report in detail. Kung ano ang nangyari, ang i-report mo, hindi yung ano ang ginawa mo. Okay? Hindi yung, alam mo sir, kasi ganito eh, natulog kami alas 12 na ng gabi, grabe, nag-overtime kami, hirap na hirap kami, tapos gumising pa kami ng alas 4. Para bang, anong gusto mong sabihin? Na laki na utang ko sa'yo, na napakabanal mong santo. Meaning, you don't have to say that. But you will report on the details that will match what you said in your analysis and your outcome. Yun yung magiging basihan mo. Kasi meron kang facts doon, meron kang analysis doon, meron kang idea, meron kang projected outcome na minanage mo yung execution. Kapag nag-report ka ngayon, babalikan mo yung unan yung pinag-usapan. Babalikan mo yun. Hindi yung, oh, kumusta? Okay na okay. Hindi pwede yung okay na okay. They were very happy. Hindi pwede yun. Babalikan mo, you will gain the respect if in the giving of your idea, in the giving of your report, you were thinking. That's what's most important. Because the Lord gave us that brain as our gift. That's what makes us created in the image of God. The ability to create ideas, the ability to create things. That's what we contribute. And we glorify the Lord as we do the thinking. Okay? So report in detail. Finally, for this aspect, read that all together. Hindi ikaw ang bida. Marami kayong nagtulungan. Idea ni Pastor. Desisyon ng leader. So the credit should be for the entire team. The credit should be with the leader, even if the idea came from you. Even if the idea came from you. Because they don't even have to know. Because those who lift themselves up will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. Yun na yun. Yun yung paradox ng ating faith. Yun yung paradox ng ating faith. Are there questions on how we could communicate to our leaders before I move on? Questions? Okay. Now, not only should you look like you're thinking, I'd like to share three things on how to be convincing, how to be persuasive. Number one, wala ito sa PowerPoint kasi secret. Nakalimutan. Sulat nyo dyan. Ito yung tinuro sa pangpastor. In order to be persuasive and convincing, three things in your communication. Number one, you have to have clarity. When you say it, it has to be clear. The facts have to be clear. The analysis has to be clear. The idea has to be very clear. The outcome has to be clear. If you have to write it down, write it down. Write it down. Kung kailangan mong isulat, if it's really a big project like Angelo has a suggestion on an IT improvement project, that's major. Halimbawa, yung idea lang na papalitan lahat ng ID ng mga kids' church. Who did that come from? Somebody should have suggested that. Na maluwag yung sistema natin, pwede tayong malusutan. That's the analysis. So the idea is to improve the system. Parang, basta binago nila yung sistema. So, everyone had to undergo the picture taking again and the posing. The parents have to be there. Kasi posibleng may nag-pick up sa bata na hindi parent. Yung ganun. So that's a major change. So if you want that, especially if there are key details, it's better to write it down. First is clarity. If you're not writing it down, it's important to be very clear with your words. Now, victory, we like speaking English because you know, we're victory, you know. Because, all right, we're victory, you know. Hindi mo kailangan mag you know. Kasi yung you know, may pinagbabagayan yan. Kung hindi ka pinanganak na nag you know, huwag ka nang mag you know. Okay? Huwag mong pipilitin yung you know, all right? All right? Okay, you know. It's important even if you have to say it in Filipino, in Bisaya, in whatever language that can be understood. That's what's important, especially for us, the people behind the scenes. What I was telling you a while ago, the victory that people see is not a complete victory. This is as much part of Victory Church. So kailangan, hindi naman tayo nagpe-preach na English service or Tagalog service. So it's important to be clear. Kung kailangan mo mag-Chinese kay Pastor Dennis, Chinese-in mo na para maintindihan. Sino dito ang taga Green Hills? Oh, hindi marunong si Chai mag-Chinese. Okay. Ibig sabihin, use the language that is most clear. Clarity of enunciation, clarity of logic. So, kailangan isulat, isulat. Number two, it's also important to have emotional connection. If this is something that excites you, show it. If this is something that worries you, show it. If this is something that makes you scared, show it. Kasi pwedeng sabihin mo nga na, Pastor, palitan natin yung kanan kasi baka makidnap yung mga bata eh. Makikidnap yung mga bata, bakit ka masaya? So you have to show it. You can maybe say, Pastor, our existing setup in the kids' church is ganito po. Yung ating ID system, ganito, meron lang tayong barcode, pero yung mukha ng parents medyo hindi talaga nandun. So, ang nangyayari po kasi, then you give your analysis, ang nangyayari po kasi, Pastor, ganito, ganito, ganyan, ganyan, ganyan. So, naisip po namin ng team na baka mas okay mag-improve tayo ng system. Sasabihin mo yung system. Kasi magiging resulta nito, Pastor, the outcome of this is you will able to match the face with the person picking up. So, okay. So, kailangan malinaw yung pag-explain mo sa kanya nung idea. Okay? So, not only should it be clear written, if it's neat, tapos it's also important because, Pastor, there's danger that kids might get picked up by the wrong person. And that's something that worries me. So, kaya po naniniwala kami ni Pastor, this will help the system. This will help ensure that our kids are safe. See, merong diin, merong conviction. Hindi yung hindi nagmamatch yung for example, yung parking. Bakit merong idea nung parking cart, di ba? Yung system ng parking natin dito sa Victory, ihingi ka ng blue color if you're this service or that service, whoever thought about that. Hindi mo pwedeng maliitin ang impact niyan. Kasi magkakagulo yung parking, hindi kakasya. So you have to communicate the importance of it. Remember what I told you earlier, we need to change the mindset that everything is okay. We need to change the mindset na walang urgent. We need to change the mindset na yung consequence maluwag. Yung consequence na parang hindi seryoso. Kaya importante yun. Whether that's finance or HR communications or whether that's IT. Importante meron din. And finally, ano nga yung unang tip? It has to be clear. Clarity. Number two, you have to the emotion, the urgency, the importance. And finally, there has to be elegance. Ibig sabihin, kapag nakipag-usap ka kay Pastor, di ba, kailangan you have to look like you're thinking, clear, emotional, ganun. Elegant, ibig sabihin, gawin mo naman kaaya-aya yung sarili mo. Yung ibig sabihin, when you come to work, be respectable. Be someone na people will listen to. Pwedeng maligo. Pwedeng mag-toothbrush. Pwedeng magpalit ng pantalon. Na, alam mo yun, those things might be minor to us, but if we want to be listened to and respected, those things could matter. Those things could matter. Meaning, people could get turned off by the way you look. Because the first thing people will see is you. Before you even say a word, they will have an idea of you by the way you look. So it's important to come to work kahit na dito walang uniform, kahit na dito casual, very casual, naka tight fitting jeans. Kaya pag nalaglag yung ballpen, hindi man lang mapulot. Kasi masyado masikip. Or baka makita yung kung anong yung gusto niyang itago doon sa likod niya dahil masyado masikip yung kanyang pantalon. Hindi ko maintindihan yun eh. My wife used to buy me tight-fitting jeans. Kasi nga, ito, sabi ng misis ko, when I started doing the news, sabi niya, oh, paggawa tayo ng Amerikana dun sa gumagawa ng Amerikana ni Ryan Agoncillo. Ko talaga, tapos ang mahal-mahal, 15,000. Tapos nung dumating yung pantalon, sobrang sikip. Sabi ko, hindi ko man lang masintas yun. Tapos nakikita na yung puwetan mo pag pag-iwoko ka. So, okay. Ang anong kinalaman yun dito? Wala na naman. No, what I'm saying is, even if this is an informal organization, look well, dress well, be ready for a meeting. Okay? Because if you take care of yourselves, you take care of little things. Again, that's the principle of the Bible. You take care of little things, you'll be ready for the big things. If you can't even take care, it's the same way that that applies to the leaders, the one we read earlier when we started this training. If they take care of their families, then they can take care of bigger organization. If you can take care of yourself, then you can take care of bigger things. If you can't even take care of yourself, why should I even listen to you? Okay? Kaya magsuklay-suklay, mga kapatid. Mag-ayos-ayos naman. Okay? Because those are important as well. So, what are those things? First is, clarity. Number two is, maliwan. And thirdly, elegance. Look okay. Look believable. Look, those things matter a lot. You have questions? May mga katanungan po ba? Anything? Jack?
Sir, paano kung ano, you want to look believable, but then you want to express yourself kasi artist ako eh, parang ganun. So, I'll color my hair green, tapos iba-iba, dami kong butas, mga ganyan, tapos I'll go to work. Kunyari, Every Nation, yeah. Ganyan, or Victory Fort, or local church, and then all that. So, does it count, or hindi ba yun elegant? Kasi parang, with the generation right now, with the generation right now, kasi it's a common, ano eh, coming from HR perspective, na parang, ayaw naman namin masyado maging stiff na, dapat ganito lang yung suotin mo.
Okay, this is the answer.
Sige po.
Who you are is something that you cannot change. Ibig mm-hmm. sabihin, the attitude, the character, the preference that God gave you is something that is unique to you. Kung outgoing ka, pinanganak kang outgoing, outgoing ka. And normally that would come out in the way you dress as well. Yung elegance, nung tinanong ko pala, when I was in Baguio, I was invited to speak at National Conference. There was a group of advisors and teachers, mga 400 of them. And then the kids were there, 3,000 plus. So when I told them about this, I shared this to them. Sabi ko, to teachers, what do you mean by elegance? Sabi ng mga teachers, decent, respectable, nice, etc. Ang dami lang sagot. Nung sinanong ko yung mga bata, so what do you understand when you hear the word elegance? Anong ibig sabihin ng elegance? Sabay-sabay silang sumagot. One. Bongga! Sabi ko. Ano? So, elegance means bongga. So, anong ibig sabihin nung bongga? So, bongga actually means it's understated class. I work with a lot of artists. I'd like to think I am an artist myself. That's why my socks are green. Okay? So it's different for different people. It's different for different people. But if I color my hair red, I'm a lawyer, that's not going to be bongga there. Hindi yun siya magiging bongga doon. But if you are, let's say, an accountant and you dress like this, may pinagbabagayan eh. And normally, your upbringing, your training, nagmamatch din yun. That's why doctors look a certain way, di ba? When you think of doctor, they look a certain way. When you think of musicians, they look a certain way. When you think of lawyers, they unfortunately look a certain way. Okay? Yung ganon, merong pinagbabagayan yun. So, there's no mold. You don't say, this is wrong, this is right. But what is important is that in the area that the Lord has placed you, that you will be believable. If I wear my hair red and I'm proposing a team building event to a corporation, they might believe me. But if I'm wearing my hair red and I'm reading the newscast, people will not believe me. Magandang gabi, Pilipinas. Ito po ang balita sa araw na ito. Tapos pula yung buhok mo. So, ibig sabihin, yung believability, it's a package. Para ba yung napakasarap na gourmet na steak? Pero isuserve mo siya sa Orinola. Kahit na sino ang gumawa ng steak na yan, pero nilagay mo siya sa, hindi kakainin yan. So that's the same with us. But it depends on what we're want. Pero we all have our own idea of what is elegant. Just be elegant. Okay? So, in short, bahala kayo. Okay. So nasa sa inyo na yon. Nasa sa inyo na yon kung ano yon. But alam nyo kung ang Lord will guide you into all truths. Okay? Any other question? when you're speaking English in public, okay, it's important for you to get your vowels correct. Okay? When you say forever, forever, hindi siya forever. Whenever, however, whatever. Okay? So you have to get your vowels correct. But madali lang yun kasi konti lang yung vowels. A, E, I, O, U. Long A, short A. Ganun, parang walo lang yun eh. Technically. Meron ako yung tuturong technique sa inyo. Ito yung pagturo namin ng pronunciation sa school. When you have to pronounce A, like say cat. Cat. Okay, what should you think? You should give your lips a little smile. 1, 2, 3, go. Cat. Oh, di ba? Natural siyang magiging cat. Di ba? Dahil ilalagay mo yung cat. Okay. When you say the word, when you pronounce the E, the short E, eh, di ba? So that's beg, led, bed, di ba? Okay. Minsan nagiging bid, dick, sit, lalo na pag Bisaya, okay? Ang i-imagine mo na rectangular yung lips mo. Okay? Imagine a rectangular lip. Okay, so, say, get. Oh, hindi siya git. Okay. So, get. Okay? Imagine a rectangular lip and say, get. Say, bed. Bed. Di ba? Napapakanoon din kayo. Wag naman OA. Kaya nga, imagine eh. Imagine a rectangular lip. Do not make your lips rectangular. I'm saying, imagine. Imagine. Hindi yung kaganoon din kayo. Bed. Okay? So, imagine. Automatically, that will adjust itself. Now, most common mistake for vowels is when you pronounce the short I. The E. Look, have a, or yung sit down. Sit. Fit. Big. Diba? Minsan nagiging set. Bet. Yung bit nagiging bet. He bet me. Don't. Nagiging malambot yung E. Okay. So if you want to pronounce your E correctly all the time, you have to imagine, ah, a small circle on the tip of your lip. Small circle. Bit. Okay, say. say fit. 1, 2, 3. Fit. Imagine a small circle. Say fit. 1, 2, 3, go. Imagine, ha? Don't make. Kasi kung i-make mo, gagawin yun. Oh, this pants really fit me. This is so fitting to me. You just imagine. Automatically, the mind, as it imagines, the mouth and the tongue and the lips will adjust. So, fit, E, long E, and then A. Bentong-benta kay ate. Thanks, ate, ha? Yung A, ikuhan nyo na lang. Okay? So, yun. Okay. Marami pa. So, magpapaturo kayo. Now, once you get your vowels correctly,
okay na po.
Once you get your vowels correctly, you have to, when you're speaking in public, let's say you have volunteers, you pronounce your consonants clearly. Why? Because emotion in the English language are carried by the consonants. That's why when you say fear, ano yung fear? Finished. Doon siya natatapos. Hindi siya, finish! Wala siya sa vowel. Nandun siya sa consonant. For example, great. What makes great great is the g-gr-gr. Diba may great? It elevates itself. It's great. See? So the ma... Okay. When they created language, when human beings created language, they really just put together sounds. You sounds that will carry meaning. Like for example, I'm sad. Sad. I want. Di ba? Nandun yung meaning sa tunog. So if you don't pronounce your consonants well, mawawala, lumalambot yung meaning. If you roll it too much, masyado ka mabilis, mawawala din yung beauty ng sounds. But again, kahit na tamang-tama yung consonants mo, mali naman yung vowels mo, mali pa rin yun. Diba? You put it there. Oh, you have to pronounce it. If you're Bisaya like me, then you work on it. Work on it. So you can also grow in your communication, especially when you're talking to your... Kasi nga, mahilig tayo dito sa Victoring mag-English. So yung mga boss nyo, nagiging Englishero na rin. Baka pinanganak siyang talaga nakikinig siya sa English, mas naiintindihan niya kung yung analysis, facts, ideas mo in English. So you also have to be prepared to explain it in English. That's why it's good to practice and grow in your communication skills as well. Pero kung hindi talaga kaya, you know, huwag mong pilitin. Huwag mong pilitin. Okay lang mag-Tagalog. Kung hindi kaya, edi sulat mo. Kung hindi kaya, magpatulong ka sa iyong kasama. Okay? So, pronounce it well, very, very clearly. Your voice also matters. I used to have a staff, talagang sobrang tining yung boses. Hi, attorney! Pagpasok yung pala, sino parang naiirita na yung tinga ko eh. Yung napakatining nung boses. The tone, the pitch of the voice when you approach a person matters a lot. First is the appearance. Next is the tone. Tono pa lang can already set the mood. So, when it comes to the tone, di ba sasabihin mo yung emotion kanina? Clarity, emotion. Yung emotion, bago ka magsalita, remember this, bago ka magsalita, i-determine mo na yon. So, kasapin mo si pastor. Medyo malungkot ka sa araw na yon. Nag-away kayo ng misis mo, nabangga mo yung kotse mo, etc. Meaning, you had a bad day. But you know it's important to talk to Pastor Nixon about this project in a way that will make him happy. So, you will find it in you, why is this project happy? Even when I'm sad today. Why is this happy? And magically, where the Lord will bless you with a heart that will be joyful. That's why the Bible says, choose to be happy. The Bible says, you will be, matatalisod ka at magiging happy ka na. Hindi. The Bible says you choose to be happy. It's a choice. It's a choice to be happy. Stand firm. Let nothing move you. It's the will. Hindi tayo swayed by just our emotions. Although the Bible says, set your hearts on things above, but be renewed, but be transformed by the renewing of your... So, before you approach, determine the emotion. This should be happy. This is an exciting project. This is nice. This will improve the church. And then, let it show. Let it go. Let it go. In the way you speak. Are there questions? Yes, ate.
Sir, bali question ka lang po. Na-observe ko lang din. We as Filipinos kasi, di ba may tendency po tayo na mag-English, yung using the correct pronunciation.
Yes. Pero as much as we can.
Yung proper way talaga, which is accepted ng totoong mga Americans, parang ganun. Pero ang nangyayari po kasi sa atin, kapag nasa workplace or even, parang nagiging ano ka, parang ini-alienate ka nila pagka medyo you're using the proper pronunciation. Parang feeling nila, parang bigla ka nilang sisitahin na parang, ini-English mo ka? Parang may gumaganan lang. Or, how are we gonna deal with that? Na parang hindi ka naman magmukhang nagpapaka-elitist ka. Tapos even when you speak to volunteers kasi, we tend to, you know,
Yeah, like that.
Okay.
Now,
yung po, yung parang we have to relate to them. Na,
this is the rule in language. Dili man gud mahimo nga mupili kag lingwahe nga wala sila kasabot.
E kubalo.
Oh. So what I'm saying is this. The choice of language is actually not yours. The choice of language when you want to communicate, remember clarity, is not yours. Even if you want to speak English so well that day, eh yung kausap mo yung talagang alam mo namang hindi naman talaga yan mga you know. So huwag mong yuyunuin. Hindi yan choice mo. You use your English ability somewhere else. Kung talagang gusto mong maki-Englisha ng talagang maganda, napin mo si Pastor Caloy. Yung English si Pastor Caloy, mga 20 sako yun eh. Sa atin, konti lang. Ibig sabihin, again, language is a bridge towards a destination. Language is a medium that you use to communicate. Language itself is not value by itself alone. The value of language is only when it is able to carry a message. Even if it sounds so nice, pero wala man mo nakasabot kay, wala man yun mo nakasabot kay, binisaya man yato istorya. Bisan pag unsa ka gwapo na akong pagkastorya sa akong binisaya, di yun mo makasabot, ana. Okay, you know what I mean? Even if that sounds so correct amongst Bisaya, but if it is not correct because you did not understand it, it's meaningless. So again, the choice of language is not yours. It's the people you communicate with. That's why the beauty of Filipinos is we can shift. Ang galing natin mag-shift. Kapag bisa, Tagalog. Tagalog, good Tagalog, bad Tagalog. Good English, very bad English. Pwede ganun eh. Pwede ganun eh. Kasi pag halimbawa dito, it's casual. I know you're ordinary human beings. But when I'm speaking to pastors of Victory, good morning, good. When I'm the public speaking teacher, I sound different. When I'm teaching public speaking, I'm different. When I'm speaking communication to you guys, you're not really preachers, it's different. Diba? When I'm talking to high school kids, it's different. So yun yung shift, because the value of language only relies upon its ability to transmit message. Outside of its ability to transmit message, it's actually just a sound. It's actually just a sound that doesn't mean anything. Okay? So, mind your one. So, kung alam mong hindi naman talaga yan mala English, pwede mong sasabihin, sis, pagpapraktisan kita ha? You know. Yan, pwede, tumimbre ka lang. Tumimbre ka lang. Halimbawa, gusto mong mag-practice that day. Nothing wrong with that. That's actually nice. Pero tumimbre ka na alam nilang nag-i-ensayo ka. Nagpa-practice ka. Yung parang, ini-English mo naman ako. Oh, kasi hindi siya ready na in-English mo siyang bigla. Parang, ano ba ito? Para ba yung asawa ko, when we got married, first 2 months, sabi ng misis ko, pagod na pagod ako sa Bisaya, ayoko na makarinig ng cute. Ayaw na niya makarinig ng certain words. Kasi she grew up in Marikina. All her life, she was Tagalog. And then suddenly, she entered our home. And my brothers were living with, my brother and my sister, they were living with me at that time. So sabi ko, ano gagawin namin? Alam nga naman, mag-Tagalog kami. Inumaki kaming Bisaya. Pwede kaming mag-English, pero ba't kami mag-English? Diba? Ba't kami mag-English? So, but because of that request, then I told my brother, Dung. Mag-Tagalog daw tawag na si ate ni mo. Huh? So, dinner table. Oh. Kumusta man ni mo? Oh, kumusta man yung pag-aaral mo? It could be awkward. But because we were giving it to my wife, unless she would go home to, yun pang mga panahon na yun, hindi naman ganda yung kita ko. Hindi naman ganun kaluwagan. So, talagang inaalagaan ko siya na hindi siya umuwi doon sa nanay niya. In fact, yung nanay niya pumupunta doon sa amin every weekend, nagdadala ng ulam. Well, that's the story of how it started. It was not easy because my mom died early. Actually, 6 months after we got married, she died. So, I had to take care of my siblings. So, yun yung language system. Language. Again, our goal is to be able to communicate and express with genuine emotion and ideas. Okay po ba yun? God bless you, ate. In your English, you know. Okay, anything else? Anything else? Any other question? Meron pa po ba kayong tanong? Because after this, yun, that's it. That's the communicating to our leaders. Did that help you in some way? Because I believe that's critical. And I hope that as you learn that, practice that towards your leaders, you also develop that in the people working with you. Teach the things that you have learned here. Okay? This afternoon, it's already 11:56, ate. We will be talking about talking to subordinates and volunteers. And then later on, we will be talking about talking to each other, to our colleagues. Okay po ba yun?